Support for KNKX comes from Portage Bay Cafe, now offering breakfast to go for large parties, corporate events, and more. Options include Phil's Breakfast with Hill's Pepper Bacon, the Carlton Frank's Pork Loin, or the Rancher's Breakfast with Portage Bay's French Toast. Information at PortageBayCafe.com.
Tamir grew up in Israel and moved to the U.S. to study when he was still just 12 years old, and a couple of years later won the prestigious Yamaha National Keyboard Competition. Settling in Los Angeles about 30 years ago, he soon joined drummer Jeff Hamilton's trio, shortly after began working in the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra. Tamir's also worked with singers like Roberta Gamberini and Jackie Ryan, Natalie Cole, and Barbara Streisand. He's released a pair of trio records of his own, Playground and Destinations, and he'll be in teacher mode for a lot of this week around the Northwest, leading workshops in Seattle, Bellingham, North Bend, Fall City, and Issaquah, with a couple of concerts open to the public. He'll be performing with the jazz ensembles at Mount Lake Terrace High School, their jazz band, tomorrow night, and with his trio at the WJMAC in Bellingham. That's at the Sylvia Center for the Arts on Wednesday and at the Old North Bend Firehouse Thursday. KNKX is proud to present live in our studios with Alex Frank on bass, Dean Koba at the drums. It's the Tamir Hendelman Trio.
Thank you.
Tamir Hendelman at the piano, Alex Frank bass, Dean Koba at the drums. The trio is performing with the ensembles at Mountlake Terrace High School and their jazz band tomorrow. You can find them at the Sylvia Center for the Arts, at the W.J. Mack in Bellingham Wednesday, and the Old North Bend Firehouse Thursday. And more info on some of the workshops happening at TamirHendelman.com. Great to have you here, Tamir. Welcome
Fantastic.
To the show.
Thanks.
Now, as a young keyboard player learning, you had an unusual start on not a piano, but an electric organ. Tell us how you found your way to this unique instrument.
So just to be clear, this is different than a Rhodes or or a B3 or a pipe organ or anything like that. I was walking in the middle of Tel Aviv, and there's a big store right on the main street. This salesman was demonstrating this instrument that I've never heard before. It had strings, brass, bass, drums. And right away, I ran home and I said, "Mom, I got to get one of these." And it was really great because you can really be a one-man band. You can play, you can accompany yourself and try different sounds. And it got my imagination going at an early age. And unlike a lot of pianists who learned strictly classical or even jazz, mm-hmm. I was exposed to a lot of different kinds of music. So in Israel, there's a lot of good songwriters. I was learning a little bit of light classical and light jazz. And as I got more serious, then I began to really get into jazz and classical and eventually really fall in love with the piano.
Now, I wanted to mention quickly, you're the second musician to come in here from Israel with a real love of Brazilian music. Anat Cohen was live in our studios recently with a Brazilian band. And I wonder if you could tell us what it is about Brazilian music that's popular in Israel.
I think it's such beautiful harmonies, but it's also the people. The people of Israel are really open. And I think there's a similar culture in Brazil. And a lot of people go from Israel to visit Brazil and just soak in the culture for a year or two. And a lot of composers and songwriters did that. So when I was growing up, some of my favorite Israeli songwriters, their harmonies took those turns. So it kind of got in my ear a little bit.
It's fascinating. Now, also, you're lucky as a young student to be working on improvisation rather young. Can you tell us about that process?
Right. So when we moved to L.A., I was connected with a teacher that taught using the Yamaha method, which is, I don't know if it's the same. It's kind of maybe similar in certain ways to other methods, but it really encourages improvising, composing. And I was preparing for this competition, but writing an original piece that combined a little bit of classical with jazz. So my teacher would play a phrase, and then I would have to answer it with something that I made up on the spot. And, you know, just listening to jazz, and I kind of got into the spirit of improvisation as well.
You've had an impressive collection of education in your life, working at Tanglewood Institute and the Eastman School of Music. And you were, I understand, the youngest director of the nonprofit Lovewell Institute for Arts Education. What is it about education that got you excited to continue not only playing, but to teach others to play?
Well, it's kind of this thing about people passing on the torch to you, and then you want to, it's like a relay race. You want to keep it going. I mean, even thinking about, you know, playing with Jeff Hamilton for all these years, he learned things from Ray Brown and Oscar Peterson that he imparted to us. But even earlier on, one of the judges who I met at that competition, Joe Harnell, was a film composer and learned classical composition and was a jazz pianist. And he inspired me, like some of my other teachers, Billy Childs, Claire Fisher, to get exposed to all those things and really soak it all up. And when you do that and you get the joy, then you want to share it with other people.
Now, I would assume a lot of people, when they're thinking, I'm going to move to the United States and become a jazz musician, they would settle in New York. You settled in Los Angeles.
Well, I was 12, you know, so that's one thing. You know, and again, it's like the weather, you know, and we had friends there, and there's a big Israeli community over there. And then, you know, I just thought, wow, this is a really great town for music. A lot of different kinds of music, world music, jazz, classical, TV, film. And I was exposed to all of these film scoring sessions, like at an early age, like at 16 years old, coming in and hearing somebody conduct their 40-piece string orchestra for this week's movie of the week, you know, and Alex's father does TV music, you know, so there's a lot of different kinds of music going on in LA.
We're going to talk a little bit later about how in the industry town you stuck with jazz, but I wanted to hear another song from the trio next. You can find the band working with the Mountlake Terrace High School Jazz Band Ensembles tomorrow night, and they'll be at the Sylvia Center for the Arts in Bellingham at the WJMAC on Wednesday, Old North Bend Firehouse Thursday, the Tamir Hendelman Trio, live on 88.5.
Thank you.
Tamir Hendelman Trio live on 88.5 KNKX. Alex Frank bass, Dean Koba at the drums. We were speaking, Tamir, before the previous song about Los Angeles. And, of course, it's an industry town. There's plenty of things to do in television and film. But you were sticking with jazz, and it was jazz singers that helped you really get your career going in the jazz route, right?
One of the first things that I did when I came back from Eastman, where I went to school, was go to these jam sessions. There was an old club called Chadney's right next to NBC, and everybody would hang out there. Teddy Edwards was there, got a chance to play with him, but also a lot of great vocalists. And Kathy Siegel Garcia, who's been in LA for a long time, and he's one of the main vocalists, create a really nice sense of community with all kinds of workshops and concerts and things. I heard her and I said, wow, she sounds great. I want to do something with her. So I came up to her. We played together. And I said, I'm going to find us a place to play. And there was this little jazz restaurant that was called Cas de Soleil. And they started having us there. And then she started bringing other vocalists, great Sandra Booker, Stephanie Haynes, Tierney Sutton, Barbara Morrison. Mm. And doing duo with all of these different vocalists gave me a totally different impression of the great American songbook. All of a sudden, it's like a book that comes alive, and every song is so different. Maybe sometimes very bluesy, sometimes very ethereal. And I was like, wow, this is the same lyrics, the same chords. What's happening over here? So it got me to get more into the standards and learn them. And then one day, Sandra and I were doing a duo gig at another place, and she invited the great drummer Jeff Hamilton to come hear her. And we struck up a conversation, and a few months later, he invited me to join his trio.
You've worked with some terrific drummers. Jeff Hamilton, the new trio record coming out in the wintertime in February, I think.
Yeah, it's our first live CD.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. And Lewis Nash performed on your record Destinations, yeah. And the great Dean Koba in your trio.
Yeah.
It must be a real education in rhythm when you're working with great drummers. Do you think you picked up some of that from Jeff?
I hope so. I mean, it's like such a great thing,
Dean?
To be able to play rhythm, you know, and to be able to interact and come up with different ideas. And the other thing that, you know, Jeff always really encourages in his trio and, you know, is write for the musicians in your band and find out what are their strengths and feature them in different ways. Like, you know, having Alex play something with the bow that he does so beautifully, or, you know, having Dean doing something with his hands or the brushes. Mm. And that gives you different textures. So the drums becomes like a melodic instrument.
Right. Now, you also, we were talking earlier about the idea of studying with a lot of different piano players, so you can also learn a lot of different styles from different players, too.
When I came back to L.A., that's the other thing that I did is, you know, some people, they have one teacher that they study with. I sort of, I mean, when I was in high school, I got together with Claire Fisher and Billy Childs and really learned a lot of harmonic things from them. But when I came back, I was just curious, like, who are the pianists that are working in town, that are doing their thing? And I just took a couple lessons each from people like Bill Conliff and Dave McKay, and everybody would have their own little nugget of wisdom that they would give me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a fun way to get exposed to it.
Now, to get exposed to music is to be listening. And I wonder, as an educator dealing with young kids, is there a secret to getting kids to listen?
You know, if you have them listen and you have them find out what they like about a particular recording, maybe it's the rhythm, maybe it's the chords or the melody or the lyrics, and then have them try to make something like that.
Mm.
Maybe create a progression like that or sing it back.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll even do this exercise where instead of call and response, I'll challenge people to sing along with me, even if they don't know what I'm doing, and kind of guess and see what's going to happen.
Oh, that's very cool. The Tamir Hendelman Trio is live on 88.5 today during the middle of our, or closing in on the end of our fall fun drive. And I wonder, Tamir, if you could talk about the importance of jazz radio and jazz community and jazz education moving forward.
Well, first of all, you know, Seattle is an amazing town for jazz. And there's a great community here of musicians, teachers, promoters, radio people. And it really is like this ecosystem where everything feeds each other. And you got the students that are coming up in the middle school, and next thing you know, they're doing essentially Ellington, you know, some of these Mount Lake Terrace kids and so on. And when you go into a town and they have their own great jazz station, it kind of makes your heart warm. It's like, wow, they're playing some great stuff over here. And then the clubs pop up. And I can tell you, like, we're really amazed at the amount of clubs that you all have here in the Northwest. And that's a community effort. A lot of the musicians are doing it, and we all depend on each other. So you all, audience members, you know, support your station because that's what's going to keep it alive.
Thank you, Tamir. Easy to do online, knkx.org. And speaking of clubs, you can catch Tamir Hendelman and his trio working with the ensembles at Mount Lake Terrace High School tomorrow night. They will be performing at the Sylvia Center for the Arts at the W.J. Mack in Bellingham. That's just a trio Wednesday. And then another trio show in North Bend at the Old North Bend Firehouse Thursday. And again, check out Tamir's great records, Playground and Destinations. And we've got time for one more song. What would you like to close with, Tamir?
How about Anthropology?
Ah, perfect. A song of study from the Tamir Hendelman Trio live on KNKX. Premier Handelman Trio live on 88.5 KNKX. Alex Frank bass, Dean Koba at the drums. You can find them performing with the Montlake Terrace High School Jazz Band Ensembles tomorrow night. They'll be performing in Bellingham at the W.J. Max Sylvia Center for the Arts Wednesday and at the Old North Bend Firehouse on Thursday with several workshops happening amongst them. Check out TamirHandelman.com for more information on those. And upcoming Jeff Hamilton Trio record also on the way. Thank you so much for being here, Tamir.
Thank you.
Just wonderful. I'd also like to thank the members of our leadership circle. Your generous contributions and the support of all the KNKX listeners make these performances possible. You can check out all the archives at knkx.org, where you can also make your pledge. I'll also thank our studio session sponsors, Portage Bay Cafe. Thanks to Brian Moynihan for the audio production.